All right, everybody. While I have maintained on this channel that the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting was not staged, there is still a lot of unanswered questions surrounding the shots that were fired and who fired the single bullet at the Secret Service agent who was hit in the vest. At first, we thought that maybe the shooter, who had ran in very rapidly a few floors above where the actual dinner was happening before he was quickly apprehended. At first, people thought that maybe he was the one who shot the bullet. But now, if we look closer and closer at the security camera footage, it looks like it may have been blue on blue, meaning Secret Service on Secret Service. We still have to answer a lot of these questions, but we have more and more leaked footage of Fox News security camera footage that we can go through that answers some of the questions we have been asking. As always, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the facts, facts, facts. We have so much to cover. And I just want to back up for 1 second, because while all of this is happening, while the Trump admin is very clearly capitalizing off of this attempted shooting and trying to build the ballroom, trying to turn Trump even further into this martyr figure, there are other larger schemes happening within our government. Just last night, the Trump administration fired the independent board overseeing the National Science Foundation. This board has existed for over 75 years to guide scientific research, help make sure that in a nonpartisan way, we have, I don't know, cancer research, we have research in other types of engineering areas, experts researching other places. It's very, very important to have a government that is ahead of the curve, and Donald Trump wants to remove that for unknown reasons, for random DEI-esque reasons that he's claiming. He's saying it's anti-DEI. The Trump admin fired members of an independent board that oversees the National Science Foundation. Members of the National Science Board received an email on Friday sent from the Presidential Personnel Office, quote, on behalf of President Donald J. Trump, stating that their position was terminated effective immediately. I wasn't entirely surprised, to be honest, said dismissed board member Kai Von Stassen in an email. You know, I was talking to a friend of the show recently who was fired by DOGE after spending his entire adult life studying in international relations and getting a job in the government, just fired by DOGE for no reason. It's sickening how the government is taking some of our smartest, brightest minds and firing them at a specific time when scientists are disappearing en masse. Have you guys heard of what's been happening with scientists across the globe? So let me start off with this Fox News clip talking about how 13 scientists have disappeared and we don't really know why.
Congressman, I want to get your take on another real hot story right now. The number of missing or dead scientists with ties to nuclear and space research continues to climb, now hitting 13. We're also learning that the 2024 death of former Air Force intelligence officer and would-be UFO whistleblower Matthew Sullivan could be tied to this growing mystery. Congressman, what can you tell us about Matthew Sullivan?
Yeah, I first learned of Matthew Sullivan from David Grush. Whenever he was, he began working with our committee, he had asked me to reach out or to write a letter to the FBI and requesting an investigation into his suspicious death. So we've been working on that. Whenever I spoke with the FBI in the last few months, I asked them directly, is there any investigation that you've begun in that? They seem to indicate that they would not tell me at this time.
So really quickly to pause, the FBI is being secretive about an investigation, but Congress, the House Oversight Committee, and all the politicians there formally asked the FBI, the Pentagon, and the Department of Energy to formally investigate whether there is any common thread or national security issue. But they haven't publicly announced any sort of investigation. Now, there are a few cases of these 13 dead scientists in a row where family members have pushed back on online conspiracies. Like, the family members themselves have said, no, this person has struggled with mental health for sure. But there are cases that definitely seem eerie, for sure.
And so, but they would not confirm nor deny that there would that there was an ongoing investigation. But since then, you've had the missing General William Neil McCasland, who went missing, and all of these other scientists that have been somewhat associated, and that's caused a lot of attention to this topic. And now I'm thankful that now we are having that discussion about Matthew Sullivan, because it's something that my office was trying to get some answers from the FBI over almost a year ago.
Okay, Speaking of Fox News, I want to return back to this clip of Fox News hosts getting caught on a hot mic the night of the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting, talking about how security was rather lax. Now, I've told you guys that while I was not at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I was at a separate new media party about 5 minutes down the road. I was at this hotel like 10 minutes before the shooting happened. There was a separate event at this hotel for Politico where people were gathering, and I was with my producer, and right as we walked in, we were thinking, we barely even had to like scan a pass. It was very lax, the security. Now, as the shooter ran in, he was apprehended very, very fast. He was apprehended two floors above where the actual dinner happened. A lot of people think that he made it in the room. No, he wasn't even close to the room. He wasn't even a floor above. He was like multiple floors above trying to run through and was immediately apprehended. But these Fox News hosts were speaking about how they were kind of surprised at the lack of security. They kind of wrap a little bit of misogyny in it. They're talking about how there's like two women holding the doors and how it's not enough. But overall, you can hear their tone.
I love that they have like two random chicks holding the front door open.
Oh, they say chicks.
We're not even trying anymore. I just mean they're not even like Secret Service people. It's like the girls who work here are holding the door. Even if it was the guys, wouldn't even make it better. It's like she's fucking just like they might as well put a doorstop in. They put up a doorstop and a scarecrow. Don't fuck with this guy.
Interesting. They were basically caught on hot mic talking about how the security was rather lax. Now, in my opinion, I think that the security worked as it should have. As the dude ran through, he immediately got taken down. But at the same time, look at this fast-paced video right here. I just want to show you the video one more time. By the way, this is the real video. There's another AI version of this that's going around, and it's like way more clear. It shows pizza boxes disappearing. That is a fake video. That is a fake AI-generated video made by somebody online that even admitted it was fake. This is the real security camera footage that has been shared. This is the non-AI one.
Was that a Hudson? You monitoring this there?
Here it comes
out. Obviously.
Go for it.
Shall I post it as soon as he passed down that?
18. Go for it.
He very rapidly sprints through before being taken to the ground. And one more time, we do not know thus far who did the shooting of the Secret Service agent. I want to show you this clip of Donald Trump addressing the 13 scientists who have disappeared across the United States. This is him just yesterday.
What do you think is happening here? And do you think that this is connected or totally random?
Well, I hope it's random, but we're going to know in the next week and a half. I just left a meeting on that subject, so... Yeah, pretty serious stuff, but we're going to be hopefully, I don't know, coincidence, if you whatever you want to call it. But some of them were very important people, and we're going to look at it over the next short
time. Is it possible that some foreign adversary is in the United States scooping these people up?
Well, you know, Biden had open borders. It wasn't very hard to get here, but we've gotten many of them out. You know, we've caught many, many people, many, many very bad people, including... thousands of murderers that we've taken out of our country. Thousands of drug lords that we've taken out.
All right, this guy is not sophisticated enough to deal with any of these issues. We're heading into an era of rapid expansion with AI, with different types of weapons, with drone warfare, with enemies trying to do different things. We need legit operators right now, not somebody who's firing all the smartest people in our government. To loop back around, Trump overnight just firing the independent board overseeing the National Science Foundation is not only dangerous, not only authoritarian, but it's a threat to the very national security that Donald Trump promised he would help when he was running. He campaigned on national security and like anti-immigration, isolationism. Now he is just being an absolute asshole to all of our allies, making us less safe and firing the smartest people in our government. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these daily breaking news videos, drop a like and subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.